City of Powell River Mayor Ron Wasnow promised to hold mayor's forums during his election campaign and held his first on January 28, drawing about 200 people to Evergreen Theater. Wasnow indicated at the beginning of the meeting that he had received 72 written questions in advance of the public forum, but would first take questions from the floor. Why this is so important is that in the first week of February, we, the city, are going to begin our strategy planning sessions, said Wasnow. The strategic plans for the city will have guidelines for how we develop the budget. It will also provide guidance for staff as to what council sees as the priorities. Wasnow said in December 2019, the previous city council passed its strategy plan, which was endorsed by council again in 2021. He said the number one strategic item guiding council and the city is climate change adaptation and mitigation. Entering into the new planning cycle, it is important to hear from everyone what they think the city's priorities should be, he added. The Local Government Act and Community Charter indicate that the city is to provide essential services, said Wasnow. This includes clean water, sewage systems, parks and recreation, and fire protection. The key thing is, all the elected officials represent you, the citizens. We want to make sure we have your input as we define the strategic path going forward. Attendees at the forum took to the microphone to ask questions or make statements on a variety of civic issues. Questions and statements included issues such as the veracity of the climate crisis. The level of city taxes and services was raised by several speakers. Another speaker said he wanted to ensure the city is communicating robustly so people have the chance to weigh in on issues. Wasnow said he is willing to appear before local groups, and would be open and pleased to do that. I'm open to two-way communications, said Wasnow. That's my objective. High-density housing was another issue brought to the fore, with concerns about high-density changes in zoning to city properties. Affordable housing was broached by several speakers. Wasnow said he was going to come back to the significance of the strategic planning process. If housing was our number one priority, the chief administrative officer and his staff will be able to reorientate the work within planning and engineering to ensure that in a more timely fashion, we have a variety of housing in Powell River, said Wasnow. The mayor said he was encouraged to look at innovative ways of accommodating people, such as tiny home communities. The Catalyst Paper Tisquit Mill came under discussion. Wasnow said he has met with owners of the mill site and they, last year, hired a firm to find a buyer. He said there have been discussions with potential buyers. The challenge is, at the mill site, for a potential purchaser, there are a number of liabilities associated with environmental cleanup, said Wasnow. The site could be used to produce clean hydrogen. The challenge is, in the United States, there are huge incentives for any company wanting to produce clean hydrogen. In order for Powell River to be attractive, we need support of our federal and provincial governments to match incentives in other jurisdictions. Other issues included the Seawalk, bus service to Vancouver, expanding boat moorage, wastewater treatment plant costs, traffic on Marine Avenue, the city name change, bylaw enforcement and other matters. The full session can be seen at the TV That's Powell River Facebook page.